Log Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the return of Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Real KB, Double L, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, the return of Monday Night Fallout.
Welcome everyone to Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign spinning luchador. And wow, what a great Raw. I don't know. I don't watch Raw. I'm just here doing this because we need content. And we're going to do this real quick here. Content every day keeps the doctor away. Welcome to Raw. So many people are injured or out right now that I don't think you're going to be seeing huge, spectacular angles, but King of the Ring is coming, apparently. King of the Ring is coming to the WWE, so that's that news. Also in UWA news, we just had a Judgment at the Junkyard. What a great match that was. So if you want to go back to our Facebook page or our YouTube page, just search the United Wrestling Alliance, and you'll know us by the quality of our logo. And some serious trouble. Apparently, Mr. Hollywood Tony V getting in some trouble last week, so there's all that news you're going to get on Thursday about that. Now, we're waiting on the Minister of Sinistry, if he's going to come, and of course, if KV is going to show up, I don't know. It just it's one of those things where maybe, maybe not. But the point, and this is the point that I'm going to make, I don't care, let's move. All right, Gunther is returning. Gunther and R-Truth and Miz, and it's good to tell you everybody in that Gunther's coming back, because I'm sure people tuned in to see Gunther coming back, and they probably did. I know not what they were doing and they do not know what they have done as well, so none of that matters in any way, shape, or form. Jey Uso and Damian Priest meet in the ring. These two are going to be going for the secondary-ish title. This is what we're going to get, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the world of WWE is going to look like while everybody's out for 6 months. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Well, Triple H has got to book these people that aren't superstars in my mind, except for the following: The Awesome Truth versus DIY. And I would say The Awesome Truth wins. That's going to be my prediction. I've never seen it, but let's see. The answer is The Awesome Truth. Gargano shakes hands and hugs both Truth and Miz, but Ciampa elects not to and storms to the back. So it looks like it's going to be they're going to start a little something going on, I think. I don't know. We hear from Gunther with a whole bunch of other wrestlers. I don't know who they are. I don't care. WWE Draft is right around the corner. And he's the first entrant into the Ring of the King. I'm just kidding. The Ring of the King is actually the UWA, right? Ring of the King. Champion of the Ring. Ring of the King, baby. That's us. So yeah, okay. New Day makes their way down to the ring. New Day is still together, but there's only two versus the Imperium tag team. This is what we're going to get, ladies and gentlemen. I would say the Imperium beat the New Day underhandedly, because I don't know who the Imperium is, but they need a good rub in this one. And let's take a look at what happened. The New Day took the new people out and decided to win, and that's pretty good for them. And Gunther throws the chair he was sitting on and storms to the back with Kaiser, without Kaiser. Oh, that's who those two were. Okay, those were the people with Gunther. So Gunther's the second person who stormed to the back. And Kaiser, his name is Kaiser. Drew McIntyre looks like he's sitting down in the ring. He sits like CM Punk. So yes, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk. should be for a number one contender match. I don't see any reason for it other than that. But Sheamus comes down to Drew McIntyre and Shinsuke Nakamura. Ladies and gentlemen, Sheamus came back last week. He's looking a little more svelte this week. But let me tell you something. I'm betting Shinsuke Nakamura, much like the Brooklyn Brawler, lost. Let's pick up Shinsuke Nakamura, loses to Sheamus as Sheamus returns. No way. I should be betting on this. Let's keep going. I might do a 7-minute show. WWE Raw. It looks like it sucks ballsack, but we're doing this every week for the United Wrestling Alliance. It's very important. And guess what? In 2 weeks, Booker battles. That's right. I will be the new head booker of the United Wrestling Alliance. And there's nothing Minister of Sinister or Diablo Toro can do or say about it. I know they want to. I know they've been trying, but no, sorry. T-Rock Plutonium, I'm the only choice. We hear from Chad Gable. So they're pushing Chad Gable. Is that Funaki? Funaki and Dozer? Chad Gable. Alpha Academy. Who the fuck is that? Rika Tozawa. I was right. I thought it was Tajiri, but it's Tozawa. What the fuck? What is it? Ricochet. These people. Santos Escobar with J.D. McDonough with Dominic Mysterio versus Ricochet. And Andrade, people, please tell me that this gets better. Like, these are just all mid-carders. They couldn't hold the jock strap of anybody in the past. All right, I'm going to say Escobar and McDonough win with the help of Dominic Mysterio on the outside cheating. And the winner is Ricochet and Andrade. Ah. Interesting. Damian Priest, though, to Ricochet. Razor's Edge. Yeah, come on, man. And then there's a Women's World Championship Battle Royal. Who's the first Women's World Champion? Nobody cares. Nia Jax. That's my prediction. I just saw her. Nia Jax or Natalia or any one of these other bitches, but not Becky Lynch. I'm going to say Nia Jax. Who's the winner? Eliminated. First one eliminated is Candice LeRae. Candice LeRae has been eliminated, and Dupree turns around into a boot from Indy Hartwell, but Dupree manages to toss her over the top and out of the ring, eliminated Indy Hartwell. Back from the break, Natalya looks to eliminate Lynch, but Lynch fights her off and gets back into the ring. She tosses Natalya over the top and onto the apron. Chance and Carter double team on Dupree. Nine Stark and Shayna Baszler. Chance connects with the Hurricane Rana on Baszler. Loses Stark up the top of the apron. Carter delivers a kick on the apron. Baszler tosses Chance over the top, but Carter catches her on the shoulder. Stark then delivers a super kick to Chance and Carter to eliminate them both. Eliminated Caden Carter and Katana Chance. Sounds like Vince came up with those names. As Nia Jax sits on the top rope, Nia Jax gets an arm submission, or Knight goes Ivy Nile. Ivy Nile gets taken out by Nia Jax. Look at that. That's amazing. Maxine Dupree, a maxi pad of herself, gets taken out. And then, of course, Piper Niven. Don't know who that is. Don't care. She got taken out as well. And Niven put Lynch at the bottom rope, so now it looks like it is Lynch and Natalya. Eliminated, Chelsea Green and Natalya. Now it's just Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, somebody Stark, Shayna Baszler. Eliminated Zoe Stark. So now eliminated Shayna Baszler. Now who's left? The people I said. Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, Liv Morgan. I didn't say Liv Morgan. I didn't know Liv Morgan was in there. And the winner is eliminated Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, and Liv Morgan down to the two. The new winner is Becky Lynch. Liv Morgan probably would have benefited from that title right there. I don't know. Becky Lynch has had it. And then the show goes off the air, and that was Monday Night Raw. Oy, you people. Really, seriously, you still watching this? I mean, I would assume you are. I mean, I would guess Yar. I don't know. Why would anybody want to watch this? I mean, I guess, right, it's fine, okay? It's good. It's okay. Let me tell you something, though. I would not have had that happen, right? But I guess they want what's her bucket to chase, and that's fine. It's just the weird thing is that they all seem like mid-carders in a, I don't want to sound like a cynic, but they all seem like mid-carders trying to fill out a show while the main draws are all out and away. That's sad, really. But that's what it feels like. I didn't see it. I'm not watching it. I don't care. I'm not looking. Nothing for me to see, man. Nothing for me to see here. Nothing for me to do here. Nothing for me to see here. I'm just doing it to reassert myself into the idea that maybe WWE can be better without Vince. The problem is they're starting not from clean and scratchy. They're starting from unclean and unscratchy. You are unclean. How do you rectify the situation? Gunter, I guess people like Gunter. People enjoy Gunter. He's a fan. He's your favorite. He's Gunter. He can do it. But Damian Priest and Gunter and Fred and Ginger and Marianne and Scott Hamill, Mark Hamill, Chris Cheryl Teagues. I don't even know anymore. I'm just making up names because I'm so damn upset. Why? I don't care. I didn't get to watch it. So, I mean, in that respect, I didn't have to watch it. In that respect, there was no need to watch it. No need at all, because it sucked. And I think that's where I'm going to leave it. I don't even know if it sucked. I just, from what I've read, it wasn't exciting. I mean, I guess it's hard to run a show with a lot of people missing. I mean, you got Cody Rhodes going to be over on Smacky, right? And King of the Ring, I mean, I would say that the King of the Ring is, I don't think Gunther could win it. He had to drop that title so we can go on to bigger and better things. I think that he could be the King of the Ring, right? I think that CM Punk is not going to be the King of the Ring because Drew McIntyre is probably going to cost him. Unless they're not going to be in it, they could wrestle each other in that tournament. That would be a good match to further their story along. I mean, I'm interested in that, but there are no stakes. Have some chicken. Have some pot pie. There are no stakes. Why are there no stakes at all? Even the best of us have a stake now and then. But so no stakes. The stakes are low. There doesn't seem to be any reason why they're doing what they're doing. No reason. And there have to be a reason. There should be a reason. But anyway, I think that's going to be the it for the day because WWE is just disappointing. But a lot on the horizon for the United Wrestling Alliance. And so, of course, Thursday night this week in the United Wrestling Alliance, we're going to see what penalties and punishments will happen to Mr. Hollywood Tony P for his unabashed rant on last week and this week in the IWC. There's rumors that he's going to be replaced on that show. I don't think he's going to be replaced as talent because he is the champion. But from what I hear, he is going to be replaced by somebody else on Thursday, but we don't know. That's an inside scoop there. And then the Armageddon Championship. There's rumors about the next match coming. And then Thunder Brawl. I'd like to throw my hat in there, too, for Thunder Brawl. But that'll be coming in August, and that'll be four men trying to beat Mr. Hollywood Tony P for the championship. He is undefeated, and he has won these matches with skill, style, and sometimes by the skin of his teeth. But the guy's real, man. So anyway, I think that's it. WWE, I don't know what's looking forward. I don't know if we care. And we'll be back next week just to give the quick rundown. Hopefully we'll have some guests or not, but whatever. It's just, like I said, filling space, filling time, coming back, don't do the crime. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, and check this out, I got through Raw in 15 minutes, and I've been chatting for about five. We'll see you guys next time right here on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network, sponsored by the United Wrestling Alliance. Bye, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number five is alive.